Before we dive into understanding how to develop a warm-up, I want to talk about what I consider to be the four components of any successful warm-up, okay? These are the four things that need to be in there for, in my opinion, that warm-up to be successful. It always helps me to have things that I can kind of check off and guidelines that I can go by. That's really what this is about, is eliminating that fear that you're not practicing correctly or that you're practicing in a less efficient way. I want to take that fear out of this equation, and so giving you some things to check off. I don't do this lightly. Like, these are things that you need to be able to look at and go, okay, this is officially a warm-up because it meets these four criteria, all right? So the first thing is it's predictable. What do I mean by predictable? Predictable is it's the same thing every day. You're not going to have a warm-up, and it's not going to change every time you sit down. Now, here's a case that it's okay. I'm okay with you having two or three warm-ups that every few weeks you switch out, that you can perform all of them well. I'm okay with that happening. But for me personally, and for pros on so many levels, I'll refer to them again because they're just two huge achievers. Josh Waitzkin, who is a two-time world champion in two completely different events. And then you have Michael Phelps, who is the most decorated Olympic athlete ever. Both of them, they do the same things before tournaments, before competitions. It's the same. Michael Phelps has had the same warm-up for, I think, something like 10, 12 years. Like, it is a consistent part of his race ritual, okay? He's making this a very sacred type of thing. So it needs to be a predictable thing. I don't want you to sit down and go, okay, well, I guess I'll warm up with this today. Okay, I guess I'll, no. A warm-up happens away from the drum, or away from the instrument. I'm saying drum kick because I'm a drummer. Happens away from the instrument, and you plan it out before you actually do it, okay? So it's going to be predictable. That's the first thing. The second thing is it emphasizes core skills. So for me, a warm-up is not going to involve a bunch of stick tricks. That is not a core skill that is applicable on gigs. It's not something that I'm going to want to be doing on gigs. It's also not really going to be a bunch of flurries of fast notes because I don't really play that so much on gigs. It's going to emphasize the core skills that I use. So groove, it's going to emphasize getting around the drum set. For you, it may emphasize getting around the instrument, getting around the different keys and the different scales that you're going to need. Whatever that may be, but it emphasizes core skills that you utilize all of the time when you're playing, all right? So the first thing is it's predictable. The second thing is it emphasizes core skills. The third thing is you need to be able to perform this with 100% accuracy every time. It's not something you can kind of do. It's not something you get through. Sometimes it is something that every time you sit down, you can slam this thing out 100% perfect every time. It's very important. I'll talk about that later in this module. We'll talk about ingraining success in your practice time. It's very important at an early stage of your practice time to have things go exactly as you planned them. Because when you get to the work time, man, some curveballs are going to be thrown there and you're really going to be stressing the mental side of things. So before that, I want everything to happen exactly. I want my schedule to happen as exactly as I can because we've been eliminating practice killers. So I'm working on making that 100% effective. My pre-practice ritual has happened exactly. I did exactly the right thing at the right time. I listened to the right song. I did however many breaths I decided to do, whatever that may be. But everything has happened exactly as it should up until the time. I liken this to, I've referred to your bedtime routine. I have a bedtime routine. I check the lights in a certain way. I check the locks in a certain way. I check the kids. There's a certain thing that I do at a certain time. Why? So I don't miss anything, right? I want to make sure all those things are important to me. Make sure everything's locked down. You know, everybody's cool. Everybody's breathing. I'm going to sleep and checking out for 8 or 9 hours, right? That's what I want to make sure. It's the same thing with your warm-up. You want to be able to do this with 100% accuracy every time. So later on, when you're thinking about adding something to your warm-up and expanding it, that's a wonderful thing, but not until you can do it with 100% accuracy. You want to have really already automated that task. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about chunking, task automation, all of those things. We want to have been able to automate that task so we don't have to use things like our focus and working memory and goal management to do that. We don't want to be using the prefrontal cortex to focus on the warm-up. We want that to be an automatic thing so that we can warm up our body, our mind, and our musicianship. Okay. First thing is it's predictable. Second thing, it emphasizes core skills. Third thing, 100% accuracy. The fourth thing is I like for it to be something where there's room for growth. I have a warm-up that I've been doing. I started doing it in college. And I started learning it probably my freshman year in college. And I'll tell you later a little bit more about it. But over the years, I've grown that thing. Now, that doesn't mean I've grown it in length. I've just increased the difficulty in the layers because I've improved as a player. So as you improve as a player, you're not always just going to run the C scale as your warm-up. Like, you're not always just going to go through your 12 scales as your warm-up, right? And all 12 keys. Like, you're not going to do that. You're actually going to sit there and go deeper in a deeper level whenever you're warming up, okay? And that's what I do with mine. Over the years, I have added layer upon layer upon layer. What you're working on in your practice time today will be your warm-up next year. You're going to know it so well if you do it this way that next year you're going to be warming up with that material because you want to keep it fresh. So there are ways for you to keep this stuff fresh, but I like for my warm-ups to be open-ended so that I can grow them later, either in length or in difficulty, okay? Warm-ups should be something that you can compress into a very short period, 3 to 5 minutes, or you can expand 10 to 15 minutes for those longer practice sessions. The longer my practice session, the longer I'm gonna take to kind of rev my engine going into that practice session. So I'm gonna take a longer time with my pre-practice routine, and then my warm-up's gonna take a little bit longer. So the four things, again, real quick, it's gotta be predictable, it's gotta emphasize core skills, you have to be able to perform it with 100% accuracy, and it needs to have room for growth. Those are my four components that I like to have in my warm-up so that it can be a successful warm-up. If your warm-up looks like that, then guess what? It's an okay warm-up. It's just fine as long as it emphasizes those four things. So put down in the comments, I want to know what you think about this. Maybe your warm-up, you're like, Steven, my warm-up doesn't quite look how it needs, so I'm going to tweak it. Maybe you can just say, hey, but I do want those comments. I love reading them. You guys are encouraging me with how hard you're working through this material. After you do that, jump on over to the next video, and we're going to start working on developing your own warm-up routine.